listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
K-State fan, what's going on? Eddie Green III, back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Daily, folks, this focuses on a couple of events that wrapped up over the weekend for K-State. And I'm going to start with the track and field team who participated in a Jim Click Invitational over the weekend and focus on one invitation, on one individual, actually, my bad. Of course, team-wise, K-State took nine events, doing well as well. So shout-out to the track team, and another shout-out to Lauren Talbert, the senior track and field athlete who scored an NCAA leading personal best 5,831 points to capture the heptathlon title at the Jim Click combined events meet over the weekend. And this happened on Friday as well. Talbert's 5,831 point performance is now the national leader in heptathlon this year. This surpassed the 5,813 points put up by the Texas freshman Christine Bleslevicher at the Clyde Littlefield Texas Relays back in March 25th as well. So the senior stepping up to the plate and literally knocking it out of the park and winning the heptathlon. Not only that, you're the national leader as well. And this is actually Tobert's best in points in this event. And her mark ranks fifth best in K-State history in a heptathlon, and that's the highest by a Wildcat. You got to go back not too far since Nina Schultz scored 6,133 points at the 2018 Commonwealth Games. That is putting in some big-time work. Laura Talbert leading the track and field way there as they dropped. They won nine main events there at the Jim Click Shootout there, led by Laura Talbert's big-time total there to win the heptathlon, and now she's the national leader this year in that event. Big shout-out to Lauren. In golf, as we recorded the 50th episode of the Pro Project Podcast last night, did not get this in here, but another senior who is currently doing work after the first 36 holes is K-State senior golfer, and apologize right now, but Namith McSherry put up, carded a 7-under par, 137 on the first two rounds of the branch law firm Dick McGuire Invitational yesterday to reside, put her, at least at the moment, after recording this podcast now, we don't know what's going to happen next, but hopefully she can come through for K-State, even if she doesn't, hopefully she does continue to do well, though. But she's right now, at the recording of the daily podcast, she's in first place with a par 72 in this, this is at the New University of Mexico's 6,372-yard championship golf course right now. So she's 7-under through two rounds. So that's what I was trying to get at there. So I don't know. I mixed something up there. But that's the main thing here. 7-under through two rounds. And she's on top of the board right now for women's golf right now, leading the way there as well. So two individuals carrying K-State right there with their individual performance, and rowing did well as well in their little tri-meet this weekend down in central Oklahoma as well. So I got, let me switch my screen real quick to that as well. The rowing team received first place from their two varsity four boats. Wildcats turning into a very strong performance down there at Tulsa, the Triangler, over the weekend there against, they play Tulsa in central Oklahoma. Yep, I remember now because I did the weekend edition a few days ago. So that's huge for them. Again, a couple of first place finishes from a couple of their teams there as well. So some of these other sports getting it done. Hey, you know, baseball getting swept by Texas. You get the big two sports that we're all banking on. Basketball and football can't do well. Maybe the other sports can turn around and do well. Tennis, though, they got swept by Texas. So, yeah, that negative side a little bit, but you have the positive side of rolling, track and field, and golf as well. Doing work. We'll see what McSherry does. We'll follow that story here today as she will be getting ready to go here later on this afternoon as I'm recording this. Right before I go to work, folks. So this will be out later on. Episode 50 of the Purple Project Podcast should also be out as well. That should be out tonight as well. So both of these should be up. You missed out on any previous episodes. You should have got caught up during a little bit of the weekly hiatus. But we're back rolling. Episode 50 will be out tonight. And we're looking forward to future episodes of the Weekly Edition Podcast. And we might be playing it too this week as well. So a lot going on. And congratulations to Lauren Talbert and the continuous work of Nemeth McSherry as she is currently the leader there at the golf course in New Mexico. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily. Go Cats!
Listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever podcasts are found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, and more. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.